Today on the podcast, we're talking about OpenAI potentially introducing ads to ChatGPT. A very controversial move, and there's lots of implications for that. But before we get into it, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Okay, so I know last week we told you we're going to raise as of tomorrow the AI, or as of today, the AI Hustle School community to $100 a month. But I realized it's black, or I realized that it's Cyber Monday, and I couldn't in good faith do that because I had a bunch of people ask me if we're doing a Cyber Monday sale. So for this week only, and I'm serious this time, I know nobody believes me, but I'm serious this time. For this week only, it is $18 a month. And if you lock in the price now, it'll never be raised on you. But next week, for real, next week on the 9th, we are raising the $100. So if you're interested in getting it at the Cyber Monday discount, check out the link in the description to join the AI Hustle School community. Every single week, Jamie and I record exclusive videos and podcasts and explainers that we don't put anywhere else, explaining how we're currently making money with AI tools, how much money we're making, and what kinds of processes we're doing for it. So if that is interesting to you, or if you have an AI hustle that you want to join a community to get tips on how to grow, go check it out for Cyber Week, the Cyber Week discount this week only. All right, let's get into what OpenAI is doing with ads in ChatGPT, which in my opinion is crazy. So the first thing I want to say here is that they're looking at doing this. Sam Altman apparently is not a fan of it, but I think the financial incentive is just too high. Now, I was kind of talking about this in another podcast earlier today. But the thing that I see here is the fact that OpenAI seems to have hit a plateau, a bit of a plateau for how big it feels like they can grow their user base, maybe for now. I'm not sure. They have about 200,000 monthly active users, or maybe weekly active users, last time that they kind of gave out the numbers. And what's interesting to me is it feels like it's been a little bit stalled there. They've kind of struggled since, I think, right very quickly after they originally launched, they reached 100,000 monthly, and now they're at about 200,000 weekly. And we keep getting weekly updates because I think the monthly isn't much bigger than the weekly. That's my assumption. So people use it a lot, which is awesome. But one way that I've heard that they're trying to grow is they're going directly to companies trying to do big sales contracts. They've grown from June. They had about 200 salespeople. Now they have 300. So they're going to big companies. Specifically, I heard they're working with like Moderna, which is going to be, so OpenAI will be brought to you by Moderna soon. But also, like, I think a bunch of other big players, including Lowe's, is going to be sponsored OpenAI. But it seems like even that isn't enough money to, or enough, yeah, revenue to really push the needle for them. And so the next step they have to do, I think, this was my assumption, and then I just saw this article today, so I feel like it kind of validated it. They need to go to essentially parts of the world that typically don't pay for this, right? So this is what Facebook did. They went into all sorts of countries in Africa, all sorts of countries in the Middle East, or other places that don't have a very high, that don't make a lot of money per capita. And so the way that you monetize that is through advertising. And in order to essentially grow and offer ChatGPT for free to all those countries, they need some sort of model that can essentially generate revenue. And so ads would be the best thing. I don't know. Jamie, what's your take on ads in ChatGPT?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a necessary evil. I just was getting some, live feedback. The Amazon Web Service reInvent 2024 is actually live right now as we're talking. And they just announced that they're going to be switching all their AI servers over to liquid cooled servers, which I assume is a very expensive transition. But because, again, we've talked about how much energy it takes to run these servers and chips, it's very expensive. And so Amazon fortunately has lots of other ways to make money, but ChatGPT doesn't yet. And so until they can really get a good revenue model built, I think, ads are what they're going to have to do. I do think it could be a slippery slope, and it could be a dangerous move if, we talked about last week, if somehow some of these ads got worked into search results, or, if they didn't make it very clear that it was an ad, it could be misleading or potentially really bad for their look. So yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think it's true. Yeah, I was just looking at that AWS and liquid cooling stuff. All of this is getting more and more expensive. I think we're seeing, so the big thing that I'm noticing here is in order to get much better from GPT-4o to GPT-01 preview, the price jump is like 6x or 5 or 6x as much money to get a response. So like if it costs you, you know, 5 cents to get a response out of GPT-4o, it's going to cost you 26 cents to get a response out of O1 preview. And so it's getting much, much more expensive because essentially they're running the same prompt through multiple times and they have to find more ways to make money. Like it can't just be an insatiable money pit. So what's interesting here is kind of what this will look like. So on the one hand, they're kind of looking at it, and the CFO Sarah Friar told the Financial Times that they're kind of looking at an ads model, but they want to be thoughtful about it. But she also did say that they have no active plans to pursue advertising. So it's not like they have something specific, but it's just something they're sort of at a high level looking at. And they also, yeah, so this I do think is interesting. Up until now, they've just relied on subscription revenue to do this. But all of this is costing billions of dollars to actually run. So I think it's pretty interesting because Sam Altman, he was recently giving a fireside chat at Harvard Business School. And he was kind of asked about this, right? He was asked about if the company was going to maybe adopt ads to get more access, to get have more options, to have more revenue. And he said, quote, or he said that it would be a, quote, last resort. I'm not saying OpenAI would never consider ads, but I don't like them in general. And I think that ads plus AI is sort of uniquely unsettling to me. So it's really interesting. Coming from the very top of the company, he like doesn't like it. He publicly says he doesn't like it. But at the same time, he's saying he's not ruling it out. And they might just almost be forced into doing it, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of, you know, companies it would make sense to even integrate naturally with ChatGPT. But, you know, I could only imagine it would start with other AI companies, you know, 11 Labs, for example. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like it'd be very clunky and not really effective for people paying for the advertisements either, unless they kind of sneakily snuck it in there somehow. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, like, go ahead.
Oh no. All I was going to say is like, it is interesting because there's other people that have a little bit of precedent for this. And that would be, I think, specifically Perplexity. So like if you go to, you know, Perplexity, for example, and say, you know, something like Beats headphones and you like, you do a search for it, Perplexity actually has a way where, because they're more of like a search engine, they're trying to send you links. They have links to different actual products that they'll give you. But an interesting part about that is anytime that there's a link that goes to Best Buy, that's a sponsored link. So they kind of have this sponsored sections where it looks like Apple's doing them now, Best Buy's doing them now. And they're actually ads that you can click on. Walmart has some. So it's kind of like Google Shopping. So it is interesting because like that's a way that Perplexity is kind of monetizing in a way, like ads, like they have links. But it's true. There is definitely an element of it that feels unsettling because it's like, are you recommending me this because it's the best or because it's, you know, because someone's a sponsor is paying you? It's the same problem that you have with like influencers. Now, the one thing I will say is if they're adding ads to my $20 subscription, I'm just going to use a software company that has an API to them that doesn't put any ads in, because why would I want to choose ads if I could help it? Now, if they're doing it for free users, that's fine. Like if you're not paying for the service, you are if you're not paying for it, you are the product or whatever that saying is. But at the same time, I'm definitely skeptical of it. If they're putting this on people that are, you know, paying customers, seems a little weird.
Yeah. I mean that, I feel like that would be the shadiest of all if they did that. So I guess it does make sense for the free customers. I mean, there's a lot of AI, you know, tools that I will use, you know, 11 Labs, for example. I don't want to pay necessarily for their, you know, premium service because I'm not using them all the time. You know, every once in a while I do just for fun mostly. So I could see how, you know, working an ad into that for me would make sense, or ChatGPT, you know, if I'm just casually searching every once in a while. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting year. We'll see, you know, if there's any acquisitions as a result of bankruptcy, or yeah, who knows? I don't think that'll be OpenAI, but maybe some of the smaller guys.
Oh man, that'd be crazy. Hey, thank you so much to everyone for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate a review wherever you get your podcast. And again, if you have ever thought of using AI to make money, different ways to use AI to grow your business or your personal brand, make sure to join the AI Hustle School community. The link is in the description again for Cyber Monday, $18 only for this week. After this, it's raising to $100. So thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.